club tonight.
Oh, no.
Find a woman that wanna make love tonight.
Hey, look how she's shaking though, man.
Yeah.
All right, shake it, baby. Everybody, come on. Come on, y'all.
Let's all get drunk tonight. I hope I don't fight with the punk tonight. Yeah. Let's all get high tonight. Maybe nobody will die tonight. Let's all sell, yell tonight. I hope I don't go back to jail tonight. Let's go to the club tonight. Find a girl that wanna make love tonight.
Gee. A short skirt with a big attitude. She wants to be a model, wants to be on the tube. Yeah, it's one thing or another, she's trouble, trouble. Watch out if you're near, she could bring you to tears. She's got two boyfriends and three wannabes. They follow her around like she's Aphrodite. And she's number one rated, but she's already jaded. And she's following the trends in her Mercedes Benz. She wants to be a model, wants to be on the tube. Yeah, it's one thing or another, she's trouble, trouble. Watch out if you're near, she could bring you to you.
Yes, I do. Ding, 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 ding.
Great, you got it.
All right, and we're live. And we're live from 22nd Street where we have power.
You like to kick it right about here? Is that like the optimal level?
Wow. Oh, Jesus, I'm breathy. Yeah, well, you don't want to peg the red things.
Maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe
you
know, I do.
You know, I don't want to ask, what was his name? Emmett Roadshow Scholar.
Oh, Emmett Otter and the, what was it? I don't know.
I may have turned the background things up too loud.
Got it.
Yeah, you don't want it banging on the red, but being like, you know, nibbling in the red is fine.
All right.
Being in the red is fine. Just don't have it like hammered in the red.
Now, are we jockeying for space with device one here, or where are we at?
Device one is not playing anything at the moment.
Okay.
No, nothing is playing at the moment.
Except for us.
Yeah, and so you could be playing CDs, which I'm not going to bother to show you because I've never played a CD here in my life. You could be playing the turntables.
Yeah.
Which I didn't bring any vinyl, so we're not going to show you.
All right.
Or we could just go back to whatever the hell was playing on this thing.
So you could really mix it up with, you could really jump decades of music here. We don't have a cassette player,
We don't have a reel-to-reel. There's a cassette player in the closet.
Okay.
If you want to hook it into the system.
I do not.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass for really shitty sound quality.
Be untangling that next. All right, so great.
All right, so let's see what the fuck I'm playing next.
All right, what the fuck are we playing
like,
next?
It looks like Red Cross.
Well, all right. Bring it. I'm going to bring these down.
Yeah.
And we're back. Oh, wait, you need the headphones.
Yes, yes, we are.
I don't need the headphones.
I do. Feedback mechanism. I'm developing my ear right now.
Okay, now I'm wearing the World War II jet fighter headphones.
It's a good look.
God, yeah. Hey, it's Jug Band Guy.
Emmett Otter and the what?
Anyway, I'm still breathy as fuck. We really need to compress the breaths out of my half of this equation. Anyway, all right, we're on the air.
Here we are. No more push-ups in between sets. Just making it sound a little too daytime TV over here. I don't want to creep out the neighbors. Maybe we do. Maybe we do.
Okay, so when's your show going to be?
My show is going to be T-minus 24 hours from now.
I kind of meant more what time of day.
Yeah, yeah. So 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays, right when the market is happening, which is delightful. So.
And what's it called?
Hag Riot Happy Hour, or Hag Riot's Happy Hour, if you prefer. With an apostrophe, not plural, although maybe it will be plural. So get all the hags rioting.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We need more hag riots.
I think we do. I think we really need some midlife rage.
I've got plenty of that.
Great. You're in good company.
All right. So from the all-time classic, 2-7's Clash, that came out 40 years ago this week, this is Culture.
Wonderful.
On Radio Valencia.
All right. Here we go.
David play on his arm, sincerely, and Jah take his prayer up higher than life.
sure. What the hell? Why don't we just do it?
Why don't we? And there we are. Just screaming loud.
All right.
What do you got up next?
I don't know. That was Culture with I'm Alone in the Wilderness, which is kind of true most days, but today particularly.
Mm.
I have no idea what you've played before, because I'm really making this up as we get along, because I'm trying to just show you how the board works.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I think we've got some good music to accompany us. So.
I think I showed you how the how the headphone amps work.
Yeah, it was good. And how to not use the CD player. Or how to use the CD player that I'm not going to use.
How to guess it, how to use the CD player.
How to maybe use the vinyl, the turntable.
Once you become confident, it will be fine.
Yes, baby steps.
What else? Shit. All right, good. You're good. You're good to start your show. All right, cool.
Yeah, I feel ready. I feel welcome. I feel at home here. I'm ready for the craziness. Maybe cool. No, I'm not.
All right. Well, this is Glenn Brown on Radio Valencia.
Right on.
Don't think about me. I'm all right. What?
Well, that answers my question.
Yeah, that was Glenn Brown with version 78 style.
Great, I dug it.
Yeah, it's from the Blood and Fire compilation album that's all remixes from the 90s of like dance remixes of reggae music.
Right on.
I fucking love that album.
Yeah, it's great. I hadn't heard it before, but it's a good Wednesday afternoon, sunny day.
Yeah, you want to
stay tuned. Yeah.
And you want to stay tuned later. The Skeevy Sideshow is coming in at 6, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're a fantastic punk rock show if you like the punk and the rock.
I do. All right.
Yeah, you want to stick around for that. You don't want to be here in the studio, though, because the host has, I'm sure, hearing damage. Because, oh my God, does he not know how to turn down the monitors? It's so fucking loud in here when he's doing his show. But
seems appropriate, you know? Sometimes you gotta raise the roof. You gotta turn it up and blow the windows out.
He's a great dude. So
yeah, right on.
I've come in here a couple times and been like, hey, can I? Hey, and you can't.
I want to feel like I'm talking to my husband.
You can't make.
I'll feel at home.
You can't make yourself heard. And so yeah, it's probably like talking to your husband.
Yeah.
from the Emmett Otter Jug Band.
Yes, here he is. Here he is. I got these big ass pigtails knocking these big ass headphones off.
That wasn't the perfect hairstyle for today.
I don't know. I think it's a good look. I think it is.
As you wish.
Oh, as you wish. Let's see. What do you got on the docket next? What's up here?
I'm still just kind of throwing reggae at the window and seeing what sticks while I show you how things work.
That's awesome.
I think we're almost at the point where we can show you how background music works, but
let's do it. We
shall see.
Yeah.
We'll do that on the next break.
All right.
In the meantime,
mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. I don't know, what do you call it? Post ska band from Los Angeles called Hepcat.
Oh, marvelous.
They were on Hellcat Records for a while, but
yeah.
I'm not even sure Hellcat exists.
Well, bring it in. Bring it in. Warm it up.
Far across all the region.
And we're back. Or are we?
Are we back?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just really just...
Hey, why don't you... Can you bring up the background music? That's device two.
I think that I can. And here we go.
Perfecto. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was awesome. That was perfect.
Well, great.
It just, the background music has to be quieter than we are.
But does it?
Eh, maybe not. It's probably better than we are.
I feel like we really need to be projecting a bit more. Got to get my stage voice out. Oh, I got to get my headphones on.
Oh, your headphones are crucial, as is pod jerking, which is what my old co-host used to describe listening back to your podcasts. Like, you feel like, oh, gosh, I'm being... I don't know, an egomaniac listening to my own podcast. But no, you will learn so much. Like, I learned how much I say, to now I just say fuck instead of
So there was this one time that I was at a party many years ago with some talking heads. Not the real talking heads. Okay. But, you know. Somebody in the room here is going to remember this. I think you'll know what I'm talking about. This guy in a turtleneck that had just released a book on consciousness that was an esteemed guest at the party. We would never go to this house again. And he was standing there watching a video of a lecture he had given on the television while wearing the same outfit that he was wearing while giving the lecture, and nobody else at the party was watching. Which brings us to our next song,
It does seem kind of lame, but what I'm saying is it does give you feedback that you, in fact, need.
No, of course. I get it. Nah. I played a theremin with my body once in the Lower East Side the Moog theremin synthesizer Love Child. Okay. And one must watch themselves do this recorded in order to really master it.
Interesting if true.
All of the things that can be performance art. So.
Okay. Well.
No turtlenecks. Anyways, what do we got up next? Or do we not know?
We don't know. Oh, actually, you know what? Let's just play something off streaming, which I don't normally
Jesus
recommend.
Christ.
But let's go for
Live
this.
Live dangerously. Jesus Christ.
When you meet somebody that don't like soul food, they still got a soul. If you don't like rock and roll, but if you taste like mine, you like cider, not wine, then your very favorite thing to do
is get a 30-year-old dancing to junk band music
and a mess of mama's barbecue. Barbecue,
this my spirit,
I swear that it never fails. And the sauce mama makes just stays here forever if you dare to get it under your nails.
Well, you may be poor with a wolf at your door,
but money isn't everything.
You still have the sun and a river full of fun, and you always have a song to sing.
So get the grin off your face, we're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to joke band music
and a mess of mama's barbecue.
This my spirit,
I swear that it never fails. And the sauce mama makes just stays there forever if you dare to get it under your nails.
So get the
front off your face, we're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to jug band music
and a mess of mama's barbecue.
That's a pretty girl dancing to jug band music
and a mess of mama's barbecue.
A mess of mama's barbecue.
Oh, that was that really, really got me in the holiday spirit.
A little background music, poor favor.
I think I can deliver. Is that level acceptable?
About half that much.
I thought it was time to scream at each other. I thought we were getting oriented.
I thought bed music was like my previous co-hosts were like, no, we have to have bed music. We have to have bed music. And I'm like,
bed music?
Background music. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. And then And then I listened to the podcasts because I was pod jerking, and oh my god, it makes such a huge difference. Also, not least because when you're fumbling around and trying to figure out what why something isn't working, the people have something to listen to besides dead air.
You don't like the sound of silence here at Radio Valencia?
I particularly don't like the sound of silence by Disturbed. The horrible cover of that became a huge...
Never heard it, and I don't think I will. I think I'm good. Or maybe we should put it on.
Apparently kids these days have never heard of Simon and Garfunkel, and they thought Disturbed's cover of The Sound of Silence was amazing.
No.
And it's horrible, and it went to like number 5 on the charts or something.
I feel like this goes back to some studies about this is the fault of the parents, because under my roof... The children knew the origin of Life in Rock.
My dad had the 8-track cassette of Simon Garfunkel's greatest hit, so I listened to the shit out of Sound of Silence.
It's all you need to know. Yeah. But just no Sound of Silence here. What do we got up next?
Someone has just asked me to DJ at the club, their club on Friday, which I can't do, but hey, thank you for listening. I don't know. Pressure Point?
All right. But I think it's already playing.
Okay, so...
Or no?
Yeah. And Marcus, set, go.
See that girl walking on the street, boots and bracelet, so sweet. See that girl with a shirt. Don't tell me what to do, no, no. I'm gonna walk right over I wish that I could lay down and take a deep breath and die. But instead I cry myself to sleep and think as I do, as I kiss your sweet ass goodbye. When everything was going beautiful and nothing stood in my way, I had to go along now and throw that all away. And when the people tell me, Zach kid, you better get your shit together, and I wonder if I will, don't think that I will ever. Zach is such a fucking bone, and can you get what you deserve? And I'm glad. Na 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 na. Oh yeah, you're so bad. Zach is such a fucking.
Bring up the background music. I don't think it's gonna play because I've been trying to charge the device. Yeah, there's nothing happening.
No dice. Yeah, no dice.
But other aside from that, you pretty much seem to have the hang of the thingy.
Yeah, I think I got the bells and whistles down and knobs and the doohickeys, as you say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a natural of the doohickeys.
and we don't have trash. You don't throw your trash away in any kind of bucket here because there's no trash guy. Take your shit with you. There's a trash can on either corner. Leave no trace, I think, is what the hippies say.
Yeah, I can get behind picking up after myself.
Yeah. The city is actually trying to force us. They're like, you have to have trash detail. And I'm like, what if we just say no?
No, they're going to bring a little trash can the size of a backpack.
No, they want us to have three giant fucking rolly bins, you know, green, blue, and fucking black. And I don't trust the DJs on Radio Valencia to pack out their own trash if there's a big fucking bucket.
Nah, sure you do. Sure you do.
Oh, okay, I totally do.
I don't intend to produce a large volume of trash, but if I do,
you will take it to either corner.
I will bring my own bag.
I seriously want to tell the city, you're extorting us. We have no interest in this service. We have no need for this service. Go fuck yourselves. Just try and, you know what, are you going to sue us? Great.
Yeah.
How much will that cost you versus us?
When I don't know. I feel like can't AI take out the trash? isn't that what we're doing now?
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking everything.
Something about a conference. Yada yada yada. What are we playing next here?
Is the background music still up?
The
recharger thing.
Oh.
It came back.
I think. Ding 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 ding.
All right.
Signs of life. Signs of doohickey life. Which one would you want? One or two?
All right.
There we go.
Now that we have background music, I think it's time to launch back into the actual music. DJ Willie Dills is here.
All right. Willie what?
Willie Dills.
Willie Dills. Hey, Willie Dills.
Oh,
nice to meet you.
Actually, we can show you. Are you ever going to have guests?
I definitely would love to have guests. Mi casa es su casa. If you take your trash out.
I very much hope you have guests.
Oh, I plan to. A happy hour alone is not a happy hour at all.
All right. So let's do a quick.
Yeah, we want to get
a quick showy thing here.
Guest mic here. Yeah.
So, wait. Let us do this.
Let us.
Turn up all four of the first channels here.
Of these guys?
No, these. Look at me.
Oh, over in this one.
Look at me.
I'm watching you.
Turn up those four. Turn up the master volume.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be in business.
That's all you got to do. When guests come through.
But we have to check with Mr. Willie Dills, so please bring the guest mic now on. And up to Unity. And can you check if any of these work?
Sure. What's up? DJ Willie Dills here.
Hey, that one works.
Well, and I heard us at
check
real
them up.
Quiet.
Yeah? I think this is probably mic three.
That one doesn't work.
Mic number two.
DJ Willie Dills. That one does work.
I hear you. Right?
And?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that one.
Yeah, that one didn't. We got a dangler well, over
like
here.
Seen better days.
Yeah. Yeah, a little mouth to mouth.
Okay.
We're going to pass on that.
So, The way these work is, you can see they're color-coded. Willie Dills is on the orange cable.
Willie Dills, we got over here on the orange, and it's matching our ensemble. So,
and I can't see which one orange is here, but
It looks like I'm going to channel 2.
Yeah.
Channel 2.
You are on channel 2. I'm low to the ground.
I can confirm.
Channel 2.
Indeed.
Yeah. One more time.
Check
yeah,
one, two.
That, yep, there it's we go. All you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's very convenient and easy to figure out.
Willie Dills, you want to borrow my headphones here so you can listen in on the beautiful clarity?
Trust you guys, sure.
I know you do. I'm gonna step outside and patrol the vicinity.
Huff some reefer.
Yes.
Is this gonna reach me?
Wait.
So the.
I don't know. That's me, right?
So. This will send you screen feedback.
Crash. And all right.
And here we are.
We're back. Radio Valencia. What are we doing today?
I'm training people.
Yeah, you're training me right now, DJ Willie Dills. I actually don't really go by that, but
I don't know what you're going by these days.
Well, this show that we are going to be spearheading right now.
I'm excited about your show. I talked to somebody about it, and they were like, that sounds fucking cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I'll give the synopsis right now while we're talking on
Please
the air.
Please do.
So, I am currently working at a brand new pool hall / craft cocktail / tapas style food.
We love to promote stuff right
there
in the neighborhood.
Go. Right in the neighborhood, 21st Admission, right across from Alamo Draft House. And I guess I should say 22nd. It's actually closer to 22nd.
Yeah, it's between 22nd and 21st.
But it's called The Hall, and me and some of the bartenders are all a cult of personality across the board. We have some of the coolest bartenders. Shawa actually works at Delirium. Lucas has worked at like Willows and many different places in the city. And Sergio has worked all over the friggin' place in the city. We also got this kid, Jacob, who's been... he's worked at Lake Merced Golf Course before. He's also done his own private company. And so it's all a bunch of really interesting people crossing a lot of different spectrums, but all representing San Francisco in different ways. I started looking around the corner and saying, well, Radio Valencia is right there.
It's right here.
We get off work. We close at midnight on Sundays. We're done by about 1.
And you have nowhere to go.
And then we just shoot pool? No. No. Let's do a radio show. So,
well, I don't mean your bar specifically, but yes. I just mean like when bartenders get off at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
True.
They don't have anywhere to go because everything, you know, we're rolling up the sidewalks in San Francisco these days.
Yeah. That's actually a very good point. We get to watch everybody go, we're going to Bender's, or we're going to the, you know, whatever, Kilowatt, like whatever they're doing.
And it closes at 2.
And then we are still busting our asses and washing dishes.
Right.
And then by the time we're finally done, maybe we'll sit down and we'll have a whiskey, we'll talk some shit, and then we'll all go home. So this will be our version of going out after work. We're going to come here, we're going to talk about the day, we're going to talk about the city, we're going to talk about bartender stuff, play some music, play some games. Bring in bartenders from other bars in the area who are also just getting off. Have them come in and hang out with us for a second. And just kind of shoot the shit and you know.
Honestly, it sounds super interesting to me.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And a lot of these people are not radio trained. I actually went to school for broadcasting.
Yeah, I think we all went to school at San Francisco State at Becca.
Yes. And so I'll kind of like keep things in line and keep things running and make sure that we're playing music and we're playing, you know, we're hitting our breaks. They will just be wild cards, and we'll let them be that. So, yeah.
And let them hang out here past closing.
Exactly, exactly. This will be our past closing little clubhouse, and then we'll lock it up, we'll go home, we'll do it all again the next day. So Sunday is not technically my Friday, it's my Thursday, I guess you could say. So I will still have to go to work on Monday. Meaning I can't go absolutely buck wild in here.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, it is good, actually.
There's a whole keg sitting over there.
Oh, really?
That red tub.
All right.
We're going to deal with that later.
So it's going to be very cool. We're still toying with the name. Dive Bar Radio came up. The one thing is we don't work at a dive bar right now. So it's a little disingenuous.
It's an elevated pool experience.
It is.
Whackety, whackety, whackety,
whackety. I had an issue. This will be something we talk about on this show, too. Do we feel like we are gentrifiers working at the hall?
Well, we're white and we're working and living in the Mission.
True, but at an elevated cocktail place in the Mission.
God,
I think the question, because Shower.